Good morning. Another quiet start to the day across interior New York and New England, although with skies clearing out somewhat overnight, temperatures starting off a bit cooler than recent mornings and generally in the high teens and lower to mid-20s across the entire region. With some sunshine mixing with clouds today and quiet weather, temperatures will find their way through the 30s and in many cases reaching the lower 40s for afternoon highs. Overnight tonight, a weak disturbance will pass through the region with mostly cloudy skies, and there is a risk of a few rain or snow showers. These snow showers may dust the ground in the southern and central Adirondacks across into the western Mohawk Valley. The rest of the region will have little, if any, precipitation at all, and temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 20s. Tomorrow, another dry day and even milder with a mix of sun and clouds, and readings topping out in the lower to middle 40s. Changes heading our way, though, for the upcoming weekend. An Alberta Clipper will head in our direction for Friday evening and overnight. A wave of low pressure along the Alberta Clipper will produce a round of some light snow, especially in the Hudson River Valley points east into New England overnight into Saturday morning. Some places may get a couple inches of snow by the time we hit the mid to latter portion of the morning on Saturday. As this system sweeps off the eastern seaboard, we'll have a return to sunshine, but much colder air, with highs on Saturday struggling to get out of the 20s and into the lower 30s. The wind will pick up behind this system for Sunday, and as high pressure builds in, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, but highs will only get into the upper teens and lower 20s, with wind chill values closer to zero for the second half of the weekend. Early next week, we'll bounce back into the lower 30s with dry weather on Monday before another and perhaps more potent storm heads our way for late Tuesday into Wednesday with another chance of rain or snow. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories are in effect as an Alberta Clipper sweeps across the western Great Lakes. 3 to 5 inches of snow can be expected for central Wisconsin into northernmost lower Michigan. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are also out for parts of North Dakota and Montana as another clipper moves through today. 6 to 10 inches of snow is likely along the Rocky Mountain front above 5,500 feet with 1 to as much as 5 inches of snow at the lower elevations. And 2 to 3 inches of snow will fall with this system with gusty winds in North Dakota. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Santa Barbara, California, at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time back last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Kisii, Kenya, at 8 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, snow showers and fog, 5 degrees, with a northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 19, 78% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Orlando, Florida, to a low of 11 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with some rain or snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 35, that's 10 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 6.8 inches for the month, which is 7-tenths of an inch above average, and 26.4 inches for the season, which is 13.8 inches of snow below average. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 545, that's 15 above normal, and 4,021 for the season, which is 360 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high, 63, set in 1946. And the record low, 10 below zero in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:26 p.m. 10 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight and lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the middle 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs reaching the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, relatively mild, lower 40s. Some light snow Friday night into Saturday, perhaps a few inches accumulation in spots, 32 Saturday afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold Sunday, lower 20s. Back to the lower 30s with sunshine on Monday, and a chance of snow or rain Tuesday into Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.